Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and earned a BA in finance, accounting, and insurance from Michigan State University, and a JD from the University of Notre Dame Law School. Since 1996, he's been the chairman, president, and CEO of H.W. Kaufman Group, a global network of companies dedicated to shaping the insurance industry. He and his wife, Sue, are quintessential philanthropists. His name? Alan Kaufman. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're with Alan Kaufman. Since 1996, he's been the chairman, president, and CEO of H.W. Kaufman Group. Alan, welcome. What an honor to have you.
Great to be here.
Can we start by talking about your mom and your dad and your childhood?
Sure. Pretty normal childhood, a great childhood, because I was able to ride my bike where I wanted to ride my bike without any worry of where I was riding. I could play the sports all day from morning to night. Plenty of fields to play around the neighborhood in Northwest Detroit. Great school system in Detroit. So I had a pretty basic, normal life growing up in Detroit.
What's the biggest thing you learned from Mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from Dad?
My mother was always believed in respecting people of all colors, nationalities, religion, and taking interest in learning from other cultures, because that can bring ideas and enrich your life. My mother was also very much a charitable person, always trying to help other people. She would go door to door collecting from March of Dimes to bigger charities that were bigger dollars, but very much involved with the people in the community. Yes, and I saw that as a child and was very impressed and participated in helping. And my mother was, later in life, was active in food banks, helping people, passing out food, collecting food. So that definitely had an influence on my charitable giving. And my father was ambitious and for his career, and I think his drive, determination, certainly had an effect on me. He was certainly encouraged me to do a good job in school every day. When I played whatever sport I was playing, to do my best every day. And I think that resonated with me throughout my life and continues.
You wanted to be a veterinarian when you were a kid.
I did.
What happened?
Well, I still love animals, but when I was at Michigan State my first year, I spent a little time visiting the laboratories and recognized that it didn't fit me to be inside in buildings and laboratories for the rest of my life. I wanted to be outside, and I also realized that if I'm going to be financially independent and successful, a veterinarian really wasn't the way to go to achieve my goals.
Well, you became successful, and then that circle of life, you and Sue, have been very giving toward the Detroit Zoo.
Yes.
So, okay, let's go back 56 years, almost to the day. We're going back to November 19th, 1966, the game of the century, MSU against Notre Dame. Where were you?
I was a freshman in 1966. In 1966, it was a stellar year for both Notre Dame and Michigan State, and it was the most exciting game of the century, having two powerhouses competing for national championship. And there hasn't been a game like that since.
And it ended in a 10-10 tie.
Yes.
Duffy Doherty against Ara Parseghian. Parseghian held the ball at the end of the game, controversial, but it was the game of the century. So you graduate from Michigan State, degrees in finance, accounting, and insurance, and then you go to Notre Dame to get a law degree from 71 to 73. And you meet this guy named Father Ted, Theodore Hesburgh. Couple of things about him. He served four popes. He served over 16 presidential appointments. He helped form the Peace Corps. He was awarded 150 honorary degrees, the most to any person in our history. What made him so special, Alan?
He understood and what the world needed at the time and went after it. He didn't sit back and expect other people to do it. He did it himself. He was a leader. People followed him. And that's, to me, a true leader. He was leading from the front, not sitting back. He could have been just comfortable in South Bend, Indiana, leading an excellent school, but Father Hesburgh wanted to do more in life, and he certainly did.
A couple of quotes from him: "If you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, then do." And also, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is acting with integrity in the face of fear. So when Notre Dame plays Michigan State, who do you root for?
Michigan State.
So, all right. We're talking to Alan Kaufman. And I'm Jack Rasula. And this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm host Jack Rasula, and we're with Alan Kaufman. If you look up the word in Google, mensch, a picture of Alan Kaufman shows up. You are a mensch.
Thank you.
All right. 1993. You go to Dad and you say, "Dad, I want to buy the business." Take us back to that day.
Well, prior to that time, I was practicing law. And continued to practice after 93. After practicing with a few large firms in Detroit, I formed my own firm with a few partners and had a successful law career, but I still had greater ambition beyond practicing law, and I saw the opportunity with the Kaufman Financial Group, as it was called, Burns and Wilcox, and talked to my father about buying the company. It was a public company at the time. In 93, my father took the company public in the late 70s, and the company grew and was successful. But my father was at that time in his 70s and was considering selling the company or doing something because he had to have an exit plan. And he was very serious about selling the company. And I approached him and told him that it'd be a good company for me to buy. And I was going to make a big move. He was taken back in a positive way. And of course, as a father, was telling me the ramifications and the that would affect me financially, and how I was going to buy a public company and take it private, because I was going to take the company private and become the sole shareholder. And and through the next couple of years talked about how I was going to achieve that, how I was going to raise the money and be able to accomplish this large goal. And my father was not the sole shareholder. It was a public company, many shareholders and institutional holders of the company as well. So I had to stay a distance, as he did, arm's length distance from my father. My father could not be involved in loaning me money or cutting any special deal. People thought, you know, my father would could do something like that. He was not in a position to do that, which made a lot of sense. So I continued to pursue organizing a plan and team to purchase the company, which was a big step for me. It was the largest step at that time in my life, and had to bet the farm. All of what I had built up through the years in savings, and reaching out to find a sizable loan to purchase the company. And I was able to put together the team, raise the money, have a good accounting and legal team, and approach the Kaufman Group to purchase the company. And we did it.
And 25 years later, you're one of the biggest insurance companies in the world, issuing over 400,000 policies a year. What exactly do you insure?
Well, we insure the very difficult, including coastal property in areas like Florida, Carolinas, Texas, earthquake coverage, bridges and tunnels, architects and engineers, medical field, pharmaceuticals, cyber. Anything that's out of the ordinary is what we cover. Long-haul transportation along the trucks on the road. So the difficult is what we handle. Shipping cargo on across the seas. Anything that's out of the ordinary that's involves some degree of complexity is what we cover. And the initial area that really got involved in insuring the difficult risk was Lloyd's of London, and Lloyd's of London is a big part of our business. So we're strong in the London market, and we have offices in London, and that's the area that we have concentrated in. And it's been a good story for our company to pursue that difficult risk around the world. We're a global company.
Speaking of a good story to tell, your flagship subsidiary is Burns & Wilcox. And in the last month or two, it's gotten famous because of a golfer named Max Homa, which we'll talk about later. But what does Burns & Wilcox do?
Well, Burns & Wilcox is the flagship company that handles the placement of risk. We have a Burns & Wilcox in the United States. We have Burns & Wilcox in Canada and Europe and different places in the world. And Burns & Wilcox is the company that handles a good percent of the risk. We have other companies for specific areas. For instance, we have a company called R.B. Jones, a company that was acquired 15, 16 years ago. And R.B. Jones is a company that started out in unusual risk. We use it primarily for marine coverage and energy coverage, oil rigs, for example. So that's the an area that we've segregated from Burns & Wilcox.
Can you give us two examples of unique things that you've insured?
Well, I mentioned oil rigs because that's a big area, and that's a very complicated area to place coverage, and that's primarily placed in the London market. So that's something we're proud of that we've been able to accomplish, competing with other very large entities that handle risk like that. That's, and I think the other area that we're proud of, we've been handling cyber insurance coverage right from the beginning. So cyber is relatively new, the last 4 or 5 years, but we are in cyber coverage, you know, over a dozen years ago when we saw the high risk of cybersecurity, and stepped in and were really the pioneer in ensuring cyber coverage.
We're talking to Alan Kaufman. When we come back, we're going to talk to him about the culture of his companies. And I'm Jack Rasulin, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything's Possible. I'm Jack Rasulin, and we're with Alan Kaufman. Tom Walsh, the Free Press business writer, wrote recently, H.W. Kaufman Financial Group may be the biggest, most prestigious Michigan financial company that most people have never heard of. What's the culture of the company?
Well, the company, being a private company, we pride ourselves in being still a family company. We highly respect and treat our employees with in the best possible fashion, and conversely, they treat the company in the same way, and we're proud of that. Wherever we may be, we're in 60 some locations around the world, and we have a culture that throughout all the offices is the same. It even looks the same.
I quote you now. Somebody wants to ask you, describe your management and leadership styles. You say integrity, loyalty, strategic, creative, future thinking. You've got 2,000-plus teammates all over the world. How do you propagate that culture throughout all of those teams?
From the top down, leadership is you lead from the front, and if your senior people believe and drink the Kool-Aid, everyone else will follow suit, and so you make sure that your leaders are leading the way you want the company to go, and believe strongly in the direction a company's going, and then people will follow.
Okay, I quote you again. My biggest dividend are my children. And a year ago, December of 2021, you named third-generation president of Burns & Wilcox your son, Danny.
Right. So I'm very fortunate to have two of my three children in the company. Danny and my daughter Jody Kaufman Davis, and they each had different interests. Both of them are lawyers. Danny practiced a short time. Jody practiced for almost 8 years. And both of them have leadership skills, different skills, and have done a great job. Danny was appointed president of Burns & Wilcox USA, and has been doing an excellent job, as I know he would. He earned his stripes running different parts of our company. And he ran our Chicago office, and our Chicago office now is one of our strongest offices in the company. When he started, the office was in the suburbs of Chicago, and really one of the bottom offices of our company, and he took it to one of the top offices. We moved back to Detroit and continued working hard with Burns & Wilcox and a number of other companies, including our London companies, and has been a very exciting person to have around the company, and he's encouraged many people to become more successful, which I like, and he's hired terrific talent.
All right, Jody runs Burns and Wilcox of Canada. We got to talk about Jody.
Right. Jody ended up in Toronto for a number of years. Her husband's from Toronto, and she was practicing law in Canada. And Jody, after practicing in Canada, came to me and asked if she could work in our office in Toronto because we had a Canadian operation. And I said, sure, if you'd like to try out working in Canada, in our office in Toronto, that'd be great. And the rest is really history because she took Canada from an operation which was not very large to one of our largest operations in the company, building up Canada to a very successful, profitable organization with offices throughout Canada from the West Coast to the East Coast and all the way from to St. John's in Newfoundland. So she's really done a phenomenal job of building up Canada and building up other businesses. She's now heads up RB Jones, and RB Jones is our platform for handling even more unique risks in some cases than Burns and Wilcox. And Burns and Wilcox and RB Jones, with Jody and Danny, have really taken off, and I see even bigger things for the company with the two of them.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Alan Kaufman. If you want to learn more, www.burnsandwilcox.com. All right, Alan, you talk to financial planners, and they talk about generational wealth, and that 90% of family wealth in the third generation goes kaput. They call that affluenza. You're the exception. I think the answer, before I let you get the answer, is Sue's done it, okay? But how do you explain that two of your three children are so instrumental in this business and they're growing the thing bigger than ever? What did Sue do right?
I think that you don't wake up one day and say you want something to happen, whether it be in business or sports. You have to work on it through the years. And we took a big interest in, with our children. Our life was our children. We spent a lot of time with them. I was fortunate that my late father, Herbert W. Kaufman, spent time with his grandchildren, and certainly had an influence, I think, with my children. So the impact isn't later in life. It starts off when they're young. I would bring my kids to the office, involve them in some of the stories, took them to London. So the time they were already in college, they had a great understanding, not just a superficial understanding, but a strong understanding of what the business was about. And they found it exciting. But each of them chose to go to law school for different reasons and ended up asking to join the business. It wasn't something that was automatic, and it wasn't something that I expected. And because they earned it and wanted to come in the business, it was a great marriage.
I've got no scientific proof on this, you know, no data analytics. But it seems to me that the Jewish community does a better job of having this generational wealth and ethics to keep it. What's it about the Jewish community that makes it successful like that?
I think it's the emphasis on family. So there's other communities that emphasize family, but family is very important to us. And the holidays that we have, just coming off the Jewish New Year, you know, it emphasizes being together, a lot of eating together, and that keeps you close. And that closeness and understanding and respect goes a long way. And my children do understand that there's a great responsibility with the success. Success doesn't come easily, and it doesn't stay with you. You have to understand what it means, and also learn that giving back makes you even more successful.
We're talking to Alan Kaufman, and you may know about Burns and Wilcox because of golfers Jimmy Walker, Webb Simpson, now Max Homa, and LPGA star Sophia Schubert. When we come back, we're going to ask him how this golf sponsorship came to be. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
Jack Rasula, host of WJR's Anything Is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohom. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible with Alan Kaufman. He and his wife, Sue, are quintessential, quiet philanthropists in this community. All right, Burns and Wilcox and golf sponsorship. How did it come to be?
Well, it wasn't my idea, so I can't take credit for the idea. It's a great idea. And when it first came to me from our advertising agency, Danny thought it was a great idea, my son. And he came to me in after our meeting when it was presented to us. And I said, I don't know if I really want to spend the money on this. I can't see it connecting. And it was a mistake, because I realized that after I made that decision that it was a good idea. And so the following year, after I passed on Jordan Spieth, I said, you know, I can't pass on some of these golfers, and it'll be good for our company. And so we start off with Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker represented a man that came across honest, with an honest personality, a family man, somebody that we'd be proud to have represent our company, because it's very important to have a person presented in the best possible way. Burns and Wilcox, wearing Burns and Wilcox on their shirt meant a lot to us, and we certainly did want to change our culture by having somebody that didn't represent Burns and Wilcox in that fashion. So Jimmy Walker was the person we picked first. In the first year we picked him, we had great success. Jimmy Walker, he had won a number of tournaments, but never had won a major. And with us, in his first year, he won the PGA tournament. So we consider that a pretty good victory, because he had terrific exposure. And the first text I received was a friend of mine who happened to be in Dublin at the time. And he was in Dublin, and on the front page of the newspaper there was Jimmy Walker's picture, and he sent it to me and said, "What's going on with Burns and Wilcox?" And it was pretty exciting. He was exuberant about the fact that we had Jimmy Walker on our team.
This is one understated man we're talking to, Alan Kaufman. Okay, Webb Simpson had a phenomenal career, and then in 2019 at the Rocket Mortgage Pro-Am, you get paired up with Max Homa. Did you give him any tips? You know, you from the Blues, you're a 20. What did he say about your game?
I played much better with him. So Max was a great guy. Danny and I played there was five people and it wasn't a foursome. And we enjoyed playing with him. He told us a little bit about his background, and he was just extremely enjoyable to play with. We had played with Jimmy Walker before that, and we said this would be a great guy for us because he would appeal to a lot of people. Soon thereafter, we signed him up, and he started winning tournaments.
In the 2022 FedEx Tour Championship, he tied for fifth with Justin Thomas. Then he won a tournament where he chipped in on 18. But the President's Cup in 2022, he was 4-0-0. Phenomenal. And he beat that Tom Kim the last day. He was three down with about like 6-7 holes to go, and he beat the kid. Can you pick the ponies like you can pick these golfers?
I'm going to try now.
No, you can't. Okay. All right. Then Jody says, Pa, we got to have a lady golfer. So you choose Sophia Schubert.
Right. Well, more than 50% of the people that work for us are women. And a significant portion of the people that are making decisions on insurance are women, leading companies or divisions of companies. So it made sense for us to bring a woman on board. And we searched and diligently to pick the right person.
We're talking to Ellen Kaufman. In the Kaufman household, 100% of the decisions are made by a woman named Sue Kaufman. All right, you're the quiet philanthropist, the two of you. Can we highlight three causes? Number one, the Detroit Symphony.
The Detroit Symphony is a recent endeavor, relatively speaking. And I got more involved with the symphony because my son, that I'm proud to say, is on the board. And I've recognized I've always recognized the importance of the symphony. In fact, going back to my late 20s, I had season tickets to the symphony. So I've always enjoyed the symphony. I studied piano when I was younger. So the symphony was important to me, but I didn't take a big interest to the extent of giving until my son was on the board. And then I stepped up a little.
All right. Second, Hillel, H-I-L-L-E-L, Day School.
Right. So my children went to Hillel Day School and found it to be a great school. And with my father, we set up the Kaufman Athletic Fund, an endowment fund for the athletic department at the school, and built it up to a significant athletic department at the school. Very proud of the success of the athletic department there. And now that I have grandchildren there, I've taken even a bigger interest. Recently started building an outdoor sports court and soccer field, etc.
We're talking to an old high school quarterback here, Ellen Kaufman. If you want to learn more, www.burnsandwilcox.com. All right, one more cause, Tamarack Camp.
Right. I think that the camping experience is very important for children. It was important to me. It certainly gave me an experience that, and will give other children, gives other children an experience of being outside the sidewalks and even the suburbia. Gives them time to reflect, be away from their parents, and cell phones and computers today. So I've taken an interest in helping camps. Tamarack is one of them, camps that I've helped support, and have built a building at the camp and done other things to support camping experience.
7 years ago, you and Sue gave a major gift to the Eli Broad College of Business at Michigan State University to establish the Allen and Sue E. Kaufman Endowed Professorship in Insurance and Risk Management. Allen, another thing about the Jewish community is it's expected you give back. It's just part of being part of the community. How does that come to be?
It's 5,800 years old. I mean, that's we're taught to give to charity. That's just part of the fabric that's woven through history, and it's something that's passed down from generation to generation. I can't say everybody gives to the same extent based on their capabilities, but it's something that we want to do, we enjoy doing, we find a lot of pleasure in giving, as I do.
Back in 1969, there was an award started for Eagle Scouts alumni in Michigan with some senators, very successful people, and in 2020, you were awarded. What was that night like for you?
Well, it was something I didn't expect, and to receive the award was a great accomplishment. In a sense that, you know, I was an Eagle Boy Scout, but I didn't expect to receive an award like this. And the night was kind of brought back memories of what I did, what I achieved in scouting, and why I became an Eagle Boy Scout, and what I've done since. I think that was just part of the path, the long journey of giving. It was, because you don't become an Eagle Boy Scout for the sake of, because it's only for you. It also reflects on what you do for people.
Allen Kaufman, thank you for all the giving you and Sue do. You are a mensch.
Thank you.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.
Believe in yourself.